您正在收听的是中国国际广播电台国际在线在线广播。
Now you're listening to Net Radio on China Broadcast.cn。英语学习、音乐、旅游、工作、奥运会，
时尚话题一网打尽，
实用的英语表达方法，
时刻炫出你的地道口语，
快来参加吧！国际在线实用英语课堂
，CRI Online Bilingual English Classroom。
And welcome to Practical English Classroom on My English. I'm Anna.
I'm CM Han. Today we're going to celebrate Memorial Day together. Part 1. The History of Memorial Day.
阵亡战士纪念日的历史。
Memorial Day, perhaps more than any other holiday,was born of human necessity. Deep inside all of us lies a fundamental desire to make sense of life and our place in it and the world. What we have been given, what we'll do with it, and what we'll pass to the next generation is all part of an unfolding history, a continuum that links one soul to another.
Abraham Lincoln pondered these thoughts in the late fall of 1863. His darkest fear was that he might well be the last president of the United States.A nation embroiled in the self-destruction of what he described as a great civil war, testing whether that nation or any nation so conceived and so dedicated could long endure. He began his remarks with those words as he stood on the battlefield near Gettysburg, Pennsylvania on November 19th of that year.
The minute speech that became known as the Lincoln's Gettysburg Address turned into what might be called the first observance of Memorial Day.Lincoln's purpose that day was to dedicate a portion of the battlefield as a cemetery for the thousands of men, both living and dead, who consecrated that soil in the sacrifice of battle. Says Abraham Lincoln, that from these honored dead we take increased devotion to that cause, which they gave the last full measure of devotion, that this nation, under God, shall have a new birth of freedom.
About that same time in 1865,A druggist in Waterloo, New York, Henry C. Wallace, began promoting the idea of decorating graves of Civil War veterans. He gained the support of the Seneca County Clerk, General John B. Murray, and they formed a committee to make wreaths, crosses, and bouquets for each veteran's grave. On May 5, 1866, war veterans marching to martial music led processions to each of three cemeteries where the graves were decorated.And speeches were made by General Murray, a local clergyman. The village itself was also decorated with black a half mast, evergreen boughs, and mourning black streamers.
Also, as the Civil War was coming to a close in the spring of 1865, women's auxiliaries of the North and South moved from providing relief to the families and soldiers on their own side to joining in efforts to preserve and decorate the graves of both sides.A woman of French extraction and leader of the Virginia Women's Movement, Cassandra Olive Moncure, took responsibility of coordinating the activities of several groups into a combined ceremony on May 30th. It is said she picked that day because it corresponded to the Day of Ashes in France, a solemn day that commemorates the return of the remains of Napoleon Bonaparte to France from St. Helena.
In 1868, General John A. Logan,First commander of the Grand Army of the Republic, issued a general order establishing May 30th as an official Memorial Day to pay respect to all those who had died in war or peace. On May 5th, 1868, Logan declared in General Order No. 11 that
The 30th of May, 1868, is designated for the purpose of strewing with flowers or otherwise decorating the graves of comrades who died in defense of their country.During the late rebellion, and whose bodies now lie in almost every city, village, and hamlet churchyard in the land. In this observance, no form of ceremony is prescribed, but posts and comrades will in their own way arrange such fitting services and testimonials of respect as circumstances may permit.
During the first celebration on Decoration Day, General James Garfield made a speech at Arlington National Cemetery, after which 5,000 participants helped to decorate the graves of the more than 20,000 Union and Confederate soldiers buried in the cemetery.
As already mentioned, this 1868 celebration was inspired by local observances of the day in several towns throughout America that had taken place in 3 years since the Civil War. In fact, several northern and southern cities claimed to be the birthplace of Memorial Day, including Columbus, Mississippi, Macon, Georgia, Richmond, Virginia, Boltsburg, Pennsylvania, and Carbondale, Illinois. In 1966, the federal government, under the direction of President Lyndon Johnson, declared Waterloo, New York, the official birthplace of Memorial Day. They chose Waterloo, which at first celebrated the day on May 5, 1866, because the town had made Memorial Day an annual community-wide event, during which business closed and residents decorated the graves of the soldiers with flowers and flags.
By late 1800s, many communities across the country had begun to celebrate Memorial Day, and after World War I, observances also began to honor those who had died in all of America's wars. In 1971, Congress declared Memorial Day a national holiday to be celebrated the last Monday in May. Veterans Day, a day set aside to honor all veterans living and dead, is celebrated each year on November 11th.
Today, Memorial Day is celebrated at Arlington National Cemetery, with a ceremony in which a small American flag is placed on each grave. Also, it is customary for the president or vice president to give a speech honoring the contributions of the dead and lay a wreath at the tomb of the unknown soldier. About 5,000 people attend the ceremony annually.
Perhaps General Logan's proclamation was simply the making official of what the nation yearned for and spontaneously began to form after the near total destruction of the Civil War. It is that sharing of loss, honoring the sacrifices of those who make possible the lives we enjoy today, and family connections across the generations that keep Memorial Day in our hearts and always will.
其实很多国家都有自己的阵亡将士纪念日或者类似的纪念日，大多数这样的纪念日是以国家遭到袭击或者历史上的军队为保卫和平而战的日子来安排的。比如美国将每年五月份的最后一个星期一定为阵亡将士纪念日，每到这一天，美国现役军人和老战士便前往墓地鸣枪向阵亡将士致意，吹响军中的牺牲号，让死难将士安息。
那么这个阵亡将士纪念日是怎么来的呢？在19世纪的美国南北战争中呢，很多战士战死沙场，战后呢，很多南方妇女会在春天到阵亡将士的墓前献花，由于他们献花的对象不分南方人和北方人，那么这种举动呢，感动了全国上下。到了1868年的时候，就正式确定了5月30日为美国的阵亡将士纪念日，纪念所有内战中阵亡的将士。
第一次世界大战以后，许多阵亡将士的家庭和曾经参与过战争的人也会利用这一天到战友或者阵亡亲友墓前献花致敬。这个日子后来就成为纪念所有为国捐躯的将士的日子。1971年，阵亡将士纪念日改为五月最后一周的星期一，并且被定为国家的法定假日。
其实现在很多美国的年轻人呢都搞不清楚阵亡将士纪念日的由来。一般来说呢，会去墓园缅怀阵亡将士的都是上了年纪的老兵，而大部分人呢则都会利用这连续三天的假期邀请亲朋好友烤肉野餐。
在下一部分当中，我们就会带大家去参加一个烤肉野餐会。
Part 2 A Grill Party
烤肉派对。
Dialogue 1 The weekend is finally here.
And it's a long one. I have Monday off. It's Memorial Day or something like that.
Yep, it's the kickoff of the barbecue season. We're invited to a grill party in the park tomorrow.
Sounds good. What do we need to bring?
We need to buy some buns for the hot dogs and hamburgers, and I'm making potato salad.
I'll dig out Frisbee and Mike Kite from China.
对话中 Mark 和 Anne 的朋友邀请他们两个去参加一个烤肉派对。工作了一周之后， Mark 说 The weekend is finally here， 总算到了周末了。 Anne 说 And it's a long one， I have Monday off， It's Memorial Day or something like that， 还是一个很长的周末呢，而且星期一还连带着放假，因为星期一是美国的阵亡将士纪念日，是法定假日，放假一天。
那么关于美国阵亡战士纪念日的来历呢，在第一部分当中我们已经告诉了大家。好， have something off 表示休多少多少天的假，那么休假一天呢，可以说 have a day off。 那么如果你要告诉人家你某天休假不用上班或者不用上课的时候呢，就把休假的天数套入这个 have something off 的句型当中就可以了。好，比如说 I'll have a day off tomorrow， wanna go shopping with me？ Sure， where shall we meet？我明天休假，想和我去逛街吗？当然了，我们明天几点见？
那么人们会在这一天做什么呢？这一天通常代表着烤肉季节的开始。It's the kickoff of the barbecue season. Kickoff 在口语中表示开始和序幕，也可以表示足球比赛的开球。如果把 kickoff 拆开，还有 kick something off 这个词组，表示开始会议等活动。I'll ask Tina to kick off. 我让 Tina 开始。那么开始什么就随情况而定了。比如我们可以说I'll ask Tina to kick off the discussion. 我让 Tina 开始讨论。
有人邀请 Mark 和 Anne 去公园参加一个烤肉派对，也就是 grill party。那么 grill 这个词的意思呢，是烤肉用的架子或者是炉子，所以 grill 这个词呢就可以用来表示烤肉，而 barbecue 这个词呢侧重于表示在篝火上烤肉的金属烤架，当然也可以表示吃烤肉等的野餐。好，我们回到 grill 这个词上面来， grill 还可以做动词，表示烧烤食物。比如说 I'll grill some fish， 我来给你烤些鱼。
Anne 觉得这个 grill party 听起来蛮好玩的，那么需要带点什么东西过去呢？去参加别人的派对什么东西都不带是不礼貌的。 Mark 说要买一些做热狗和汉堡用的圆面包，就是 bun， 一种小而圆的甜面包或者点心。 Mark 还要做一个 potato salad， 土豆沙拉。那么 Anne 准备带什么去参加 party 呢？她要带 frisbee， 也就是一种在美国非常流行的玩具飞盘，是一种飞碟状的塑料圆盘，两个人可以互相抛掷。 Anne 还准备在那天放他从中国带来的风筝。
看来这个 grill party 真的很让人期待呀。好，我们还是先来听一遍刚才的对话。
The weekend is finally here.
And it's a long one. I have Monday off. It's Memorial Day or something like that.
Yep, it's the kickoff of the barbecue season. We're invited to a grill party in the park tomorrow.
Sounds good.What do we need to bring?
We need to buy some buns for the hot dogs and hamburgers, and I'm making potato salad.
I'll dig out Frisbee and my kite from China.
2 days past 18, he was waiting for the bus, and his army green sat down in his boots. Cafe there gave his order to a girl with a...
现在来听一首歌放松一下，来自 Dixie Chicks 的 Traveling Soldier。
Sitting down for a while and talking to me, I'm feeling a little low. She said, I'm off in an hour and I know where we can go. So they went down and they sat on the pier. He said, I bet you got a boyfriend, but I don't care. I got no one to send a letter to.Would you mind if I sent one back here to you? I cried, never gonna hold the hand of another guy. Too young, and they told her away from the love of a traveling soldier. Our love will never end, waiting for the soldier to come back again. Never more to be alone.When the letter said, a soldier's coming home. So the letter came from an army camp in California, then Vietnam, and he told her of his heart. Might be love and all of the things he was so scared of. Then when it's getting kind of rough over here, he thinks of that day sitting down.Here and I close my eyes, see your pretty smile. Don't worry. thought I won't be able to write for a while. Ooh, I cried, never gonna hold the hand of another guy. She was young, then they told her, wait for the love of a traveling soldier. Our love will never end, wait for the soldier to come back again.
Been listening to CRI Online Special English Classroom Online English.
这里是国庆在线实用英语课堂。
Okay, welcome back. 欢迎回来。你现在收听到的是国际在线 My English 实用英语课堂节目。我是安娜。
我是韩春明，今天我们和大家一起庆祝的是美国的阵亡将士纪念日。
那么这一天呢， Mark 和 Ann 受邀参加一个烤肉派对，我们继续来看他们是怎么过的这个节日。
Dialogue 2.
Hey, the pool's open now.
As of the day, it is. Memorial Day marks the end of school year and the beginning of summer.
So it's time for kids to get outdoors.
And for us to get tans.
Not this Chinese girl.We don't like to get suntans.
That's smart these days with all the news on skin cancer. Hey, there's everybody. We made it.
Mark 和 Ann 来到公园。公园里的游泳池这天也开放了。Mark 说公园的游泳池是从今天起开始开放的。As of today, it is. 这句话就表示从今天开始。要表示某样事物从今天开始生效或者启用 ,as of today it is, 就是一个好用的句型。而这个句型当中的 it 还可以换成其他的代词。比如说 ,Tom is your new boss. Yes, as of today he is. Tom 是你的新上司。对，从今天起他就是了。
嗯，因为阵亡战士纪念日呢就标志着学年的终点，同时也是夏天的起点，所以公园才开始开放游泳池。那么 school year 就是学年，美国的一学年呢通常是指九月到第二年的五月份左右。对于小孩子而言呢，户外活动的时间到了，对大人而言也该是把皮肤晒成古铜色健康肤色的时候了。那么 tans 就表示晒成的古铜肤色。 and 不愿意晒黑，那么 sunburn 就表示晒黑，但是如果是 get sunburn 它就不妙了，因为 sunburn 的意思呢就是晒伤的皮肤或者是晒斑。
Mark 也附和 Anne 说，现在有很多人得皮肤癌，少晒太阳也是明智之举。这时他看见了大家，他大喊 We made it， 我们到了。 We made it， We are here 和 We've arrived 都可以用来表示我们到了，但是 We made it 隐含着克服困难抵达目的地的意思。比如 We made it， Well we're so glad you could make it， 我们到了，真高兴你们能赶来。
那么后面还有什么精彩的活动呢？我们拭目以待。还是先再来听一遍刚才的对话。Hey, the pool's open now.
As of the day, it is. Memorial Day marks the end of school year and the beginning of summer.
So, it's time for kids to get outdoors.
And for us to get tans.
Not this Chinese girl. We don't like to get suntans.
That's smart these days with all the news on skin cancer. Hey, there's everybody. We made it.
Dialogue 3.
Hello, you guys. I'm firing up the grill. We can eat in an hour or so.
Chips, finger food, desserts, baked beans. Where are the pork and beef strips?
And we're in the States. Here it's all burgers, steaks, and dogs.
Ah, hence the buns and condiments we bought. And this is Mark's potato salad.
You can put stuff on the picnic table. Back to work. The grill is calling me.
Let me know if I can help.
Ben 正在烤肉炉旁边忙着生火。Fire up the grill. Fire up 这个词组表示给炉子生火。Ben 说过一个小时左右大家就可以吃了。Ben 在清点野餐的食物，有炸薯片 chips， 还有 finger food。这是什么东西呢？这就是只用手拿着吃的零食和小点心。Baked beans 就是美国人烤肉做菜时候常用的拌料，叫做烘豆。这里 Ben 说的 dogs 可不是真的指狗肉，而是指热狗，也就是 hot dog 的简称。
不过 Ann 的纳闷，既然是烤肉，怎么没有猪肉和牛肉片呢？因为啊，我们一般在国内吃烧烤的时候呢，都会有腌制好的猪肉或者是牛肉片。那 Ben 就提醒他说，别忘了这是在美国，这里烤肉都是汉堡肉、牛排和热狗。那么美国人常用 the states 来代替 the United States 来指自己的国家，因为这么说呢，会有一种非常亲切的感觉。
Ann 明白了，怪不得 Mark 要带圆面包和辛辣的调料来。Ben 让 Ann 把带来的东西放在野餐的桌子上，然后就回去干活了。不过好像挺不情愿的，在这么热的天气里烤肉确实是件苦差事，所以 Ben 叹了一口气说 Back to work, the grill is calling me. 回去干活了，烤肉炉在呼唤着我了。
所以 Ann 看他这个样子呢，就说 Let me know if I can help. 让我帮忙就不要客气。大家可以把这句话拿过来直接用。好，再来听一遍刚才的对话。
Hello, you guys. I'm firing up the grill. We can eat in an hour or so.
Chips, finger food, desserts, baked beans. Where are the pork and beef strips?
And we're in the States. Here it's all burgers, steaks, and dogs.
Ah, hence the buns and condiments we bought. And this is Mark's potato salad.
You can put stuff on the picnic table. Back to work. The grill is calling me.
Let me know if I can help.
Dialogue 4.
Hello, Mr. Smith. Are you enjoying the cookout? You don't look too happy.
I spent the morning at the cemetery. I put flowers on the graves of my old war buddies.
Is that what people usually do on Memorial Day?
They should. This holiday is about remembering our war dead. But people these days think it's just a holiday for summer sales and cookouts.
I'm sorry to hear that. Thank you for telling me a little more about it.
Ann 看见了 Ben 的父亲 Smith 先生，问他野餐怎么样，怎么看起来不怎么高兴啊。 Cookout 也是一个合成词，表示野餐和野炊，跟 picnic 差不多。
Smith 先生一早上的时间都在墓地给老战友的墓上献花。那么 cemetery 就是指公墓或者是墓地， war buddy 就是战友，一起上战场的伙伴。那么 buddy 在口语中表示哥们儿或者是兄弟。
Ann 很好奇，问是不是人们在阵亡将士纪念日这天都会这么做。Smith 先生很伤感地说，人们应该这么做，但是现在大家好像都已经忘了这个节日的真正意义， 只把它当作夏季大采购和野餐的假日。
Ann 对这个现实表示遗憾，并且感谢 Smith 先生能跟他说这些话。好，那么野餐到底进行的怎么样了呢？继续往下看之前，我们还是再来听一遍刚才的对话。
Hello, Mr. Smith. Are you enjoying the cookout? You don't look too happy.
I spent the morning at the cemetery. I put flowers on the graves of my old war buddies.
Is that what people usually do on Memorial Day?
They should. This holiday is about remembering our war dead. But people these days think it's just a holiday for summer sales and cookouts.
I'm sorry to hear that. Thank you for telling me a little more about it.
Dialogue 5.Now the coals are just right. I can start grilling.
Ben, you're sweating up a storm. Here you go. I made up the burger patties for you.
Thanks. Smell the hickory chips? They give the meat a nice, smoky flavor.
I'll take over for a while to give you a break.
Sorry, this is a one-man job. I've got the grills just how I like it, and I've made up my own special sauce.
Then I'll tell folks the food's ready. Come and get it. I've always wanted to say that.Does anyone need a drink?
I'll take one. How's the cooler situation?
It's still stocked, and there's plenty of ice. Here are. Cheers.
Cheers. You guys didn't drive, did you?
No, we walked. Why? Do you need us to carry some stuff home later?
No, it's just that it's a holiday. With everyone out partying, there's a lot of drunk driving.
That's good to know. We'll watch for crazy drivers.
对话中烤炉的火已经生好了，可以开始烤肉了。 Now the coals are just right. 这句表示现在木炭差不多已经好了。 Ann 看见 Ben 汗流浃背，他说 Ben, you are sweating up a storm. Up a storm 表示花费了很多精力做某事，这是一个非常口语化的用法。
没错， up a storm 常常放在某种动作的后面，表示某人在这个动作上花费了很多的精力。所以对话中的 sweat up a storm 就是指流了很多汗。那么另外呢，我们还可以说 talk up a storm， 就表示说了很多话，费了很多口舌。那么 smile up a storm 表示笑得很厉害等等。
Ann 也在帮 Ben 的忙，给他准备好了汉堡肉饼 burger patty。 Ben 问 Ann 有没有闻到胡桃木屑的味道，这会给烤肉一种芳香的烟熏味道。 Ann 看见 Ben 已经累了，说要替他一会儿。 take over 表示接替某人做某事，在上一节课中我们已经讲过了。
Ben 却不愿意，因为他认为呢烤肉是一个人的活，而且他已经把火候都调好了，而且他也调制了特制的酱汁，他可不想 Ann 把肉烤砸了。那么 Ann 呢只能跟大家说肉已经烤好了，快来吃啊， come and get it。
在很多美国的西部电影中，厨师把食物准备好的时候都会摇铃大喊 come and get it， 呼唤大家去吃东西。到了今天要给大家说食物都准备好了，想吃的人可以过来拿的时候， come and get it 就成了一个习惯用语了。
对，比如说 I'm so hungry I could eat a bear。Food's ready, everyone. Come and get it. 我饿得可以吃下一头熊了。各位，吃的做好了，快来吧。那么，怪不得 Ann 一直想说这句话，因为他想过过当大厨的瘾嘛。
现在肉烤好了，大家都席地而坐，开始野餐。Ben 问 Ann， 装饮料的冰桶目前状况怎么样？ Ann 说，里面还装得满满的，还有很多的冰块。Stock 这里是一个形容词，表示库存充足的，供应充足的意思。
Stock 作为动词呢，还表示储备，保持某物的供应。比如说 ，They stock all sizes， 他们各种尺码都很齐全。还有一个短语就是 stock up on or with something for something， 为了某种需要或者是目的而储备某物。比如说 ，They began to stock up on food for winter， 他们开始为了过冬而储备食物。
Ben 问 Ann 有没有开车过来，因为今天过节，喝酒的人一定很多。Ben 提醒他们要小心那些酒后驾车的司机。Party 在这里用作动词，表示开派对。It's just that 表示只是因为。在电影中我们经常会听到有人试图解释理由的时候，会把 It's just that 放在句子最前面，而这个开头语所带出来的从句就是这个人真正要解释的事情。我们用一个对话来做例子。 Why are you so mad at me? It's just that you forgot my birthday. 你为什么这么生我气啊？就是因为你忘记了我的生日。
哎，很感谢 Ben 的提醒。That's good to know。 那么这句话的意思就是谢谢提醒。当别人给你不错的资讯或者是建议的时候呢，你就可以说 That's good to know 来表示你的感激。但是这句话呢只是一种说谢谢的方式，并不意味着你一定要按照对方的话去做。好，比如说
tech stocks are good buy again. That's good to know. 科技股又到了买进的好时候了，都被你提醒。
看来 Anne 和 Mark 真的要小心一些了。好，我们再来听一遍刚才的对话。
Now the coals are just right. I can start grilling.
Ben, you're sweating up a storm. Here you go. I made up the burger patties for you.
Thanks. Smell the hickory chips. They give the meat a nice, smoky flavor.
I'll take over for a while to give you a break.
Sorry, this is a one-man job. I've got the grills just how I like it, and I've made up my own special sauce.
Then I'll tell folks the food's ready. Come and get it. I've always wanted to say that.Does anyone need a drink?
I'll take one. How's the cooler situation?
It's still stocked, and there's plenty of ice. Here are. Cheers.
Cheers. You guys didn't drive, did you?
No, we walked. Why? Do you need us to carry some stuff home later?
No, it's just that it's a holiday. With everyone out partying, there's a lot of drunk driving.
That's good to know. We'll watch for crazy drivers.
Now we're near the end of the program. In the next unit, we're going to tell you how to rent movie tapes in the United States. If you have any questions or suggestions, write email to us at edu@chinabroadcast.cn.
今天我们和大家一起庆祝了 Memorial Day, 就是阵亡将士纪念日。那么下周呢，我们要告诉大家在美国如何租电影看。如果你有任何问题或者好的建议呢，记得给我们发 email, 地址是 edu@chinabroadcast.cn。我们下周再会。